Joe Winkler, Donnie Landman, Elichai Bitter, Oren Wachstock, Avi Block, Ari Schwartz. What's the name?
Oh, that's right. They told me. What? Do you have a chavrusa or you don't know a chavrusa?
Not 100%.
Okay, so do you want me to put you on or hold off?
Put me on. I mean, for now. Yes.
Okay, so your name is Ben
yeah.
Wallach.
Yeah.
And where were you previously?
I was placed in Horowitz this year.
In where?
Horowitz.
Of David Horowitz?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And where were you before that?
I was in Otniel.
In Otniel. And before that? What's that?
I was an Eretz Tzvi for half
semester
last year.
Eretz Tzvi. And before that? What?
Flatbush.
A Flatbush. Whose shiur were you in Otniel?
Shmuel Ariyet.
Not familiar. Okay. Okay. Also, I know Rav Yaakov Ganek. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Or you changed his name now, right?
Nagin.
Okay. when he was here, he was just plain old Ganek. Okay, but he wasn't plain and he wasn't old, but okay, he was a very good Talmud. Oh, anyways, okay, let's go back to
another person.
Oh, the process of science. So should we put you down or not?
His first name only.
So again, the name Judah. What's last name?
Marinus.
How do you spell it?
M-A-R-A.
Okay, and where were you before?
I was in Eretz Tzvi for half a year.
Okay, and before that?
I was at Ramaz.
Ramaz? You were in Israel only for half a year? Whose shiur were you in Ramaz?
Rav Novik. Oh, at Ramaz?
Yeah.
Rav Stochel.
Okay, and whose shiur were you in Eretz Tzvi?
Rabbi Novik.
Oh, he's teaching now in Eretz Tzvi. Okay. Okay, see, alumni everywhere. Okay. Good. Okay, let's get back to work. Okay, so we're discussing Tosas here on Dibur Haskol Ula. Let's have somebody just read quickly so we can go through, and then let's just try to move as quickly. Yehuda Bernstein? Which Tosas? The big one, yeah. Okay, but we'll read it quickly. I just want to get our bearings, basically. Yeah, just go through it quickly. From the beginning, might as well. Dvar Torah, right? So we have a stira. Okay, go ahead. Okay, and as we pointed out yesterday, this is the formulation that we find also in Tosas Gittin and Tosas Tzuka. It's just an interesting phenomenon because it's just linguistically clumsy, right? What does it mean? It's like there's a word missing, right? Yish kone rak l'inyan korban. There's either one or two words missing here. But that's the way it appears in a number of sources, and you get the impression that it is intentional because Rabbeinu Tam is trying to say something that is a little bit subtle here, or maybe a lot subtle. Okay. And we have to understand exactly what that is, and we're going to just run through a little bit the facts, and then we're going to go back to try to pinpoint to different approaches within Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead, maybe Raya.
Right, so if Yeush is Nartani, how is it that you can get a car in the first place?
Okay.
The Hashta is a law, but he's a tiny law, how do you let him live in Gupa? You're able to ask the question even without the tiny law. The Yeush Lokani came in local language, my father in Dalabahe, because why would you be father in Dalabahe if you never acquired it? Yeush is gone.
If Hektish didn't code it.
Right.
Because the Ptur of Dalad Behe is because that doesn't apply to Hektish. So Hektish. Yeah, go ahead.
Halo Tevach to Hektish, right?
Yeah.
Vadai Lepomile Mode Ula, the Yesh Kondrak Lenina Korban.
Lenina Krava. Again, here's that funny formulation again. Bakol Inyan Bade lekol mili moda ula de yushkani raklin in akrava. Again, it's like there's some words missing. Raklin in akrava, what? Lo kani or kani, but it doesn't help you? What exactly is Rabbeinu Tam saying? Okay, so since this is multiplied in the same Tosis and in other Tosis as well, we can assume that this is like intentionally vague. Okay? Not because Rabbeinu Tam doesn't want us to understand what he's saying, but apparently because he is, he's walking a fine line, essentially. Okay, go ahead. Alhachi parech mitani Allah, go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
So the fact that it says
Shkutei Chutz requires that in parallel it works as a korban, not just as hekdesh. That's the rule of Shkutei Chutz. How ro'i does it really have to be? That could be subject to debate, but the general rule is that in parallel it has to work bifnim on some level. That is hakol modim, and therefore it depends on the actual hakrava, and that's why that's the question of the Gemara. Okay, go ahead. Go to my Siraya. Again, here's the third time. Right? Rakli Inyan Mitzvah. Or if you have the Tzorach Lomar, Raklin and Mitzvah Habab Avera, lo. But again, lo what? Lo Kani or lo, it doesn't make a difference even though it is Kani. So that's the third time in Tosis. Okay. And now we're being told also that Rabbeinu Tam was influenced by two different sugyas. Three different sugyas actually. The sugya here, the sugya in Gittin, and the sugya in Sukkah. And as we already pointed out, the problem which is reflected by this difficult formulation, this challenging formulation, is precisely to navigate between the conflicting evidence of the two sugyas. Because in our sugya and in the Gemara and Gittin, the Gemara seems to discuss explicitly whether Yush Kedi Kani or not in this context, right? And in Sukkah, the words Yush Kedi Lo Kani don't really appear. Instead, the emphasis is on Mitzvah Haba Bavera. So Rabbeinu Tam trying to encompass all the Gemaras in one fell swoop as his ambition, impelled him to do. So that's why he has this funny formulation where he's, being very, very careful to be true or not to violate any of the sugyas. I don't know if it's to be true to everyone or not to violate anyone, any one of them. So because of our Gemara, he has an implication of Kinyan, and the same with, I'm speculating, I'm just reconstructing. And same with Gittin. Because of the Gemara in Sukkah, Rabbeinu Tam throws in Mitzvah Haba Ba'avera. Even though, on the surface, again, it would seem that if you have one, you don't need the other. If Yush Kedi is Lo Kani Le'inyan Hakrava, then you don't need the reasoning of Mitzvah Ba'avera. You could just say, well, there's simply no bailus to the Korban, no bailim for the Korban. By the same token, if you have the reasoning of Mitzvah Ba'avera, which sounds like it's a psul and a pgam, so then one would think that even if Yush Kedi Kani Legamri, nonetheless, you have a situation of mitzvah b'avera, which is posel, even though your bailus is shlema, from every perspective. So again, it seems clear that Rabbeinu Tam is taking a very ambitious route here, one which is also, he has to pay for that ambitious route. The paying is in the subtlety of the formulation. Okay, I will explain again which to emphasize in a minute, but that seems to be what's going on here. Okay, the kashulari. Yeah, and that's of course how the Ri himself explained the sugya previously. Just remember that on Samach Vavam and Beis, and the Gemara said it right. If you look very quickly, Yehuda, go ahead. Right, the beginning of Shema Mina. Yeah. No, not the Gemara. They told us just very quickly.
Oh,
the
I see.
That's a sasha. So basically, this is what Beinu Tam, this is, the Re foreshadowing what he's about to do in the Big Tosas. And that's what he's referring back to here, namely the sugya of karbanov lo agazel, which seems to be used as a raya that yush kadi lo kani seems to be against Rabbeinu Tam, because if you held that yush kadi is kani, however, it doesn't allow you to overcome the obstacles of mitzvah babavera, so then there shouldn't be a problem in the sugya at all. You can hold yush kadi kani. You could still say karbano velo hagazel. Okay, but again, it could be that and this seems to be a very strong question. This seems to be a very strong question against Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe we'll get back to it in just a minute. But I would just as a preliminary comment, it seems already like the Ri is taking a stand on the significance of the term kani in Rabbeinu Tam. It seems that the Ri is not necessarily reading, or the Ri in our Tosfos is not necessarily reading Rabbeinu Tam in the very subtle way that I suggested we have to read him minutes ago. Because the words Yush Kadi, Kani, and Lo Kani appear also in the sugya here on Samech Zayin Amin Aleph. I mean, that's the whole point, is that Ula says, Minayin Liyush She'eno Kone. Right? So whatever Kone or Eino Kone means for Ula on Samech Zayin Amin Aleph, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be only fair to plug that back in to Samech Vav Amud Beis. And then determine whether or not there's a way to read the Gemara. Okay, I'll explain what I mean in just a minute. I'm just saying this so far structurally. Right. I'm just saying it seems like the Ri is saying, listen, if Rabbeinu Tam holds that Yush Kadi is Kani Legamri, but the problem is the problem of Psul Mitzvah Babavera, so then the Gemara in Samech Vav Amud Beis is a clear difficulty. And he's right about that. I'm just saying that all that remains to explain Rabbeinu Tam is to remember that his explanation of Samach Zayin Amin Aleph also needs to take into account, at least maximally, ideally, the language of Yush Kadi Kani and Yush Kadi Lo Kani. And therefore, if that has a certain meaning for Rabbeinu Tam, then maybe that's an opening to explain better what's going on in Samach Vav Amud Beis. Again, I'm speaking in abstract at the moment. I'll explain what I mean more fully in a minute. I don't know if it's a perfect answer for Rabbeinu Tam, but at least it's an opening. Okay, continue. So that's question number one, is what do you do with the Gemara in Samech Vav Amud Beis? Go ahead.
In the name of the Savar, Abaye, Ein Tfilu Kamani Alam Besukra, refers to the Gemara. So she also
correct.
The late time of Mitzvah Babi Vera, Al Kaptata Iwe, the Iw Lava, the Kiyamar, Nami, Yevish Lokani, Tikshile, Amai, Asur, the Hakribo, given to Shem Hekish Kala, Zama, the Havi, Yevish, Shinoi Shem, El Vadra, Mishun, the Havi Mitzvah Babi Vera.
Oh, 1 second. So this actually is the suggestion that the Ramban makes in Gittin. Ramban and the Rajban Gittin actually do make this suggestion, and obviously they're not so put off by Tosis's rejection here. It could be because they've already encountered the Balamor, who goes even further than that and says that we really don't even paskin mitzvah habavavera. But I think that there's another element as well. What's the main basis of the question? De'ilav hachi ki amr sami yush lo kani tikshale amai osala krivo kivin de shem hektesh cholalav elavadim shunav mitzvah babavera. Tosis here reflects their own bias, or the Ri reflects his own bias, which is, as we read on Samech Vav Amud Beis a second ago, Yehuda, that no, that it should be possible mitzvah babavera actually, but if you're kona biyush ushini hashem, then maybe it would be possible. But not yush kadi, right? But that's not the point. Main point. The main point is that Tosis already on Samech Vav Amud Beis tipped his hand on one issue, namely when the Gemara says karbano v'lo agazel, Tosis assumes that that is the equivalent to to mitzvah babavera, exactly. Is that absolutely clear in the Gemara?
No.
Absolutely not. How do we know that karbano v'lo agazel is a halacha in mitzvah b'aveira. Yeah.
Yeah. Just there's
a
line before it, and the way he learns the Gemara Gittin, the way Tosfos learns there, he actually says first, "I yish lo kani, in kein lo kol halakdish."
Again, "I yish
lo kani, in lo kol halakdish."
And therefore?
So therefore, I mean, it would be much more sadder to say that Rabbeinu Tam learns that Gemara, it's not being mitzvah b'aveira.
All right, so you're agreeing with what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah, okay, could be. Could be arrived from this, from Gittin as well. Very good. So basically the point is that Rabbeinu Tam has the option, this is what I, basically what Ramban suggests for him in Gittin, that basically mitzvah haba b'aveira doesn't exist. In the sugya on Samach Vav Amud Beis, and what the Gemara is telling us is a different halacha, and that's halacha of karbono below agazel. Just that Tosis themselves, the Re, in other words, already on Samach Vav Amud Beis, tells us that he believes that karbono below agazel itself is mitzvah b'aveira. Yeah.
If you didn't want to say that they're the same drasha, right, you'd have to say that the factor of consideration of karbono is necessary but not sufficient.
I'm sorry, that?
Necessary but not sufficient. Meaning that once it's carbono, that's necessary for the carbon, but it's not sufficient insofar as it's still be a problem of mitzvah b'aveira.
You mean if you hold that there is a psul of mitzvah b'aveira?
Right.
I guess so. But either way, it's important to know this because, A, it's just very important to know, is there some special, even if you didn't hold mitzvah b'aveira, just phenomenologically, let's say, if there's no mitzvah b'aveira, so is there some reason why you can't have a carbon agazel? Right, Tosis's answer to that question seems to be no. There should be nothing special about karban that would exclude gazel beyond the regular din of mitzvah b'aveira. Right? I'm sorry?
Three.
Yeah, according to the Re. Exactly. So, but that's not necessarily true. It could be that, you know, but whether you want to see it as an internal, you know, kind of a mitzvah b'aveira type idea, you know, specifically for karbanos or something different, having to do with you know, higher levels of bilus or other such things, there might be a special xeris akasim of karbano v'lo agazel. I'm just pointing out that Tosis here is l'shitasim. What Tosis is dismissing as a possibility for Rabbeinu Tam is based on their own reading of the previous Gemara, which is explicit in Divrei Maaseh Shmamina, which is that karbano v'lo agazel is tantamount to saying mitzvah haba b'aveira. But in theory, that doesn't have to be true. Yeah.
I just would have phrased it a bit differently, maybe that Tosis feels that the implications of mitzvah haba b'aveira are so broad and so diverse,
right,
that any type of psul that you would that could possibly exist any type of psul that can possibly exist with relation to the performance of a mitzvah might be.
No, but Tosis is saying, even if you'll tell me that the man d'amar in samach vav mud beis doesn't believe in mitzvah haba b'aveira, and that's the way to get out of Rabbeinu Tam, but then you'd be, then how are you going to explain karbono v'lo agazel? So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't, the Re is not considering the possibility in his attack against Rabbeinu Tam here that the Manda Amar who holds mitzvah haba b'aveira is not a disqualification might not hold that to some other Xeris HaKosov called Korban HaVelo HaGazel. That's what he's not considering. L'shitaso, if you look at Tosa Samach Vav Medeis, Tosa says, right, the way to read this Gemara is, that's why I had Yehuda read it before, Dikani Imken Chashiv Shapir Korbano V'lo mitzvah mishum mitzvah b'aveira, and tells us his reading mitzvah b'aveira and karbano. It's not a bad assumption at all. I mean, you know, mitzvah b'aveira, karbano v'lo agazel are one and the same. But if you want to say that Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to get out of the Gemara for Rabbeinu Tam by saying that Gemara is not according to the Mandamar mitzvah b'aveira, so then indeed you have to explain that karbano v'lo agazel is a different xeris hakasuv, which probably works in a different. It's not as universal, and it may not work in the same way either. Whatever we'll say about mitzvah b'aveira, what the chisaron is it a problem in the mitzvah, it's a problem in the aveira, it's a problem in the cheftashol mitzvah, and the kiyum, whatever it is. The rules might be totally different. There might just be a completely different halacha, a different limud, and a different operating mechanism as well for something called karbano v'lo agazel, according to Rabbeinu Tam. 1 second, let me just go around the room for first. But quickly, but yeah.
The Gemara on Tam of Sinai seems to indicate that Ula's pasuk for Yishin Konan and Rabba's are both riots to the same thing, meaning like they're understanding the same thing. And then on the Sukkah, the Ula's pasuk is toward referring to Mitzvah Aveira.
Right.
Specifically, so that
for Yishin Konan, that's what I was saying before. that Rabbeinu Tam knew that, and Rabbeinu Tam, that's what caused Rabbeinu Tam to enter into this very, very nuanced and delicate formulation, because had he been able to focus on either one sugya or the other, he could have said, and maybe this is machlokas ha-sugya, as you could just say, our sugya is telling us, yush kedi lo kani, and it's quoting this pasuk. The Gemara in Sukkah is quoting the same pasuk and saying mitzvah b'aveira. Two different Gemaras, two different mandamrim. In Sukkah, we're talking about kinyan gamur, but chisaron of mitzvah b'aveira. In Bava Kama, we're talking about nothing to do with mitzvah b'aveira. Maybe it's even according to the mandamrim that there is no mitzvah b'aveira, right? But a lack of kinyan. If there's a lack of kinyan, it's, you know, kabana v'lo agazel. One could have said that. That's all I'm saying.
And that would be with both. They would be.
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See.
The reading is explaining now how I is learning Korban Bala Gazal according to the side of Yishkidi Lokani, right?
According to the Mandam, I believe, Yishkidi Lokani.
So, and Rabbi said the alternative to learning the problem of Korban Bala Gazal according to Yishkidi Lokani.
One second. According to the Mandam, Yush Kedi. No, according to Mandam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Yush Kedi Kani.
No, Rabbeinu.
He says, if you hold the previous Gemara is telling us Yush Kedi Kani.
Tosfos says, "I'll talk about this. Like, Amr's now Yush Lo Kani. Tikshila Amai Asurat Kivu Kivanishin Magdish Chala." He's saying,
that's according to Rabbeinu Tam, which really means Yush Kedi Kani, right?
No, I mean, I think he's asking about Abaye.
One second, let me one more time. One second, let's read the line again. V'chitem v'desavar Abaye, is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
V'chitem v'desavar Abaye, ein chiluk. Kamanam, maybe there's no mitzvah b'aveira, right? Kamanam v'suk b'toshi yosef v'shoz yosef b'kod, le'e slay tam v'mitzvah b'aveira, ha'korchach islay, he has to hold a mitzvah b'aveira, de'ilav ha'chi, then in the shakla v'tari, the Gemara says, if you hold this, if you hold that, so ki amras nami yush lo kani.
Even in the way Abaye wants to pasuk.
Even if there is okay, good. Even if yush is lo kani, tikshalei amai asa la krivo. Even if yush is lo kani, it should still work. Midin kiven the shame hekdesh chalav midin yush shina rishus. Have yush shina rishus. And if there's yush shina rishus, why? And if there's no mitzvah b'aveira, so what would be the problem? If you hold Yish Kedi Lokani, but there's Yish Hashini Rishos. This is the Re himself speaking, because the Re said in Shema Amina earlier that, yeah, we hold Yish Kedi Lokani, but since it's Yish Hashini Rishos, and that is Nishlam Al Yadei the Hekdesh, therefore it's a mitzvah b'aveira. But according to what he's saying, but if you according to if you read the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam, then it's according to the Mandamar that there's no mitzvah b'aveira, then even if there is Yish and Shinui Hashem, what would be the problem? And there is Yish Hashini Hashem, what would be the problem? So I'm saying the problem could be a separate there's a kasuv called Karbano Velo Agazo.
But wouldn't it be much simpler to say that Rabbeinu Tam would just hold against the Reed that there's no Shini Hashem? Because...
Well, doesn't the Gemara say that there's Shini Hashem?
By case of Karbano Velo Agazo?
Well, in the Gemara says that baking something hektish is Shini Hashem.
But we're working from the matter where Yish Yilo Kani.
Good, but the Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't deny the Gemara in Samach Zayin of an Aleph that says even though Yish Kedi Lo Kani, that Mikara Tivla Vahashta Truma Mikara Hektish Mikara Chulin Vahashta Hektish, right? That's the previous Gemara. That's the three lines above. Okay. Anyways, again, I'm don't misunderstand me. I'm happy with the Re. I'm just saying for Rabbeinu Tam. We should just understand that the Re is making an assumption, which is totally consistent with the way he read the Gemara in Samach Vav Mid Beis. That doesn't mean that Rabbeinu Tam holds that way. We need to understand how the Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara. And as it happens, the Ramban, I'll just read you the line, the Ramban does make this suggestion in Gittin. I think the Rajba does as well. Nun Peyum Beis. We'll see the line here as well. One second. Is that the Rajba? I'm sorry, I have the Rajba. Okay, the Ramban. Second. has this line somewhere here. Yeah, Balav Kushahi. The Dilma Rabba Sava commanded Lesley Mishu Mitzvah Babavera, the Pluk the Hiba Perak Lova Gazel. Rafil Shmiele Mine Hachi La Fuke Mipume Inun, Vinachanami, the Matsu the Trutsle La Hachi, Sava La Krab Yochanan. So the Ramban thinks that you could say that the Sugya of Samach Vavomid Beis is Alibid Amandamar. But there's no mitzvah ha-ba-ba-be-ru. So what will he do with the Ri's question? So what's then going to be the chisaron of karbono v'lo ha-gazel? After all, there is yirush v'shinui ha-shem. That part he doesn't answer. I'm just saying, you don't have to read like the Ri. You could say karbono v'lo ha-gazel is a special din in karbono. This, it's important for an exit strategy for a Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe, although I have a different suggestion, which I'll get to in a minute. But I just think, even from the Ramban's point of view, it's just interesting, as I say, phenomenologically. Meaning, can you believe that there's no mitzvah b'ba'beira, and yet there's a special din of karbono v'lo agazel? I think that's an important issue. Can it be that dafka and karbonos, we have a special halacha that defies the universal rule? There wouldn't be a problem with mitzvah b'ba'beira, but in karbon, gazel would be excluded. That's a very important point.
Maybe this will be parallel structurally to the Shita of the Shonen that it's only a puzzle in Mitzvah's Shita.
Yeah, so correct. Just as we find that, according to a group of Rishonim, they say in the name of Chachmei Tzarfad of Bali Tosis, we have it quoted in Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosis Shantz in Psachim, and the Ritva quotes it in Sukkah, right? And Amar Mchalava quotes it in Psachim. That, after all, in the Bavli, the only real mitzvah b'ba'averas that we find are karbon and lulav. And, the Gemara in Agozel about bracha, which may be a totally separate issue anyway.
Also,
sort of shichur eved. You have shichur eved, but that might be a totally different sugya. But so you have it in the concept of tefillah in a slightly different context. You have it in the context of bracha. Also, each case you have different limudim and different. Those two sugyas need to be understood. But the two gemaras that speak about a mitzvah b'ba'avera from the same makar and in the same breath are lulav and karban. So the Chachmei Tzarfat said that this is to answer the question, how come the Sugin Daftes and Sukkah, they need Xeris HaKasuv to be Mamait Sukkah HaGzula, what about Mitzvah B'Aveira, and what about Matzah Shol Tevel, why do we need Limudim to exclude Matzah Shol Tevel? And according to the Rambam, actually you could, according to the Ramban, you can get away with Matzah Shol Tevel, L'Halacha, what about Mitzvah B'Aveira, and so on and so forth. A bunch of questions, and what about Asherah, and all sorts of other examples. So the Chachmei Tzarfat have this view that Mitzvah B'Aveira is limited to Mitzvah Shel Ritzui, which they say are Korban and Lulav, and according to another version, if you look at the Ritva and Sukkah, Ritva speaks about this in a few places, on Daf Lamed and Daf Tes. So in one of the places, the Ritva includes on the list Shofar. So you have Shofar, Lulav, and Korban. So that's exactly what I had in mind. You're absolutely right. I mean, just as our Rishonim will extremely limit mitzvah b'aveira, or maybe tefillah, or maybe bracha, I mean, dvarim shoritzui v'shevach, etc. So too, even the Bandamar who denies mitzvah b'aveira. Now, there are other Rishonim, the ones who ask all those questions and who give different answers, who think a mitzvah b'aveira is a very universal rule. Even then, which aveiros, which mitzvos, which interaction between mitzvahs and averos, that's still something that needs to be examined. We're going to do that a little bit, but we're not going to really get into the topic too much, because it's just too huge, and it's really more a sukkah topic than it is a above a comma topic. What?
Brachos.
Yeah, maybe brachos, that's true. We can revisit it. But the point is that there's still that question. But the point is, just as you could say, well, according to the Rishonim, who think that mitzvah of aveira is a universal rule, nonetheless, they still believe that there's a special halacha of korban v'lo agazel. Or, according to the Rishonim, who believe that there's no mitzvah of aveira anywhere else, that there's still something called korban v'lo agazel. I just don't know whether it would exactly parallel mitzvah of aveira, according to those people who believe in it, or the fact that it was so limited may also give it special characteristics and properties. But the point is that this is the Ramban's suggestion for Rabbeinu Tam, that's a way to read the Gemara. I'm just adding the extra point. What do you do with Karbana Velo Gazel? The answer is, that's not Midin Mitzvah Baba Veira. The Ri is L'shitaso. You don't have to say it for Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's continue. Yehuda, go ahead. Did I answer the questions? Was there another question? Oh, yeah.
Dr. David comes back to say this because he's the first who wants to put together
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam has to say it. But
I don't think he could say it. Because
I think it depends on which version of Rabbeinu Tam. If you say the Rabbeinu Tam the way I'm saying it, which is that he's putting them together, then you probably would not want to say it.
So the beginning of Tosfos, he quotes the rise, one of his rises from.
Yeah, 100%. Again, but all I'm saying is, obviously there were different versions of Rabbeinu Tam around. I'm talking about the printed Tosfos one is a very subtle one. I think they're all pretty subtle ones. But this is not unusual with Rabbeinu Tam, by the way. That Rabbeinu Tam, when he came up with the breakthrough Shita, so he played with it, meaning he weighed it and he formulated it differently at different times. We have it in a number. Any great thinker, any breakthrough, person is going to tinker with their. Tosfos Rid, as we said, is like plastic in the extreme, but. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravid, the Ramban, you find this very often, different formulations of a certain breakthrough idea because they're, trying to improve on it, trying to make it more precise or change their mind at different points, whether tafasta, merubah lo tafasta, or what the weight should be, etc. So in Rabbeinu Tam here also we have different versions, or it could just be that people misunderstood what he wrote, and that's also possible, but I agree that according to the Baalei Tosfos themselves, it doesn't really sound. It sounds like, on the contrary, what motivated Rabbeinu Tam is, the effort to encompass everything. So that's not consistent with that to say, oh, this sig is not mitzvah b'aveira. That's why I'm going to have a different suggestion as we, not such a great suggestion, but something at least to say. Otherwise, it really is a very strong question. But for the Ramban and others who consider it possible, all I'm really adding then is the Ramban and Rajba's suggestion for Rabbeinu Tam has an implication, which they don't flesh out, but which I am, and which is that even if you hold mitzvah baba aveira is not a psul, karbano v'lo agazel could be a specialized halacha. Okay, let's continue. Where are we up to? So in a nutshell, what's the raya from there? The Gemara there.
It says that we need a kind of rabbanan, or like a rabbanan process, in order to make it yours from shakinev or shadigisha, so you can get kari.
Right.
And the nafkamina is that when you get to keep the blood out and the shear.
Correct.
Like yeush is kona. Why do you need shakinev or shadigisha? Shak yeush.
Right. Exactly. So that seems to be a strong question or not?
Yeah.
Very strong question. Again, the Ramban says, the first question, again, in Gittin, he gives his answer to. He says, but the Ravid really, really, really doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam because of this question. Again, it's already in the Baalei Tosfos, but the point is, even the Ramban admits this is a very, very strong question. The Ramban makes an effort, as does the Rajba in Gittin, to answer this as well, bedochak a little bit. Anybody, what does he say? Did you see Yehuda? It's the Rajba. I think I told you to look at the Rajba because it's... Either the Ramban or the Rajba, they both make. Adobe? What the Gemara really means was the Gemara was really mistapek on a Ramban level. Maybe they go from Mishas Gneva. But they understood that if you're not going to go Mishas Gneva, but Midrabanan only Mishas Hekdesh, that includes Mishas Yeush, which is already Mishas Betoras Hedyot. Okay, it's Bedochak. But that's what they say. It's not very appealing. I mean, the Gemara is lav dafka. The Gemara was really saying, on a drabbana level, if there was no Yeush Kedi, if Yeush was irrelevant one way or another, then we would be going, we would be Ukmi Bershuso, either Mishas Gneva or Mishas Hekdesha. But of course, what's not stated in the Gemara, but I'll answer your question in a second, but which is implicit, says the Ramban, or the Rajma, again, it's the same in both, is that, of course, if we're talking about somebody who holds Yeush Kedi, is Kani the head Yot, then of course that's going to be the critical moment. So the real question is going to be Shas Yeush or earlier Shas Gneva. And when we say Shas Hekdesho, what we mean is Shas Hekdesho if you held Yeush Kedi Lo Kani Behed Yot. But since you hold Yeush Kedi Kani Behed Yot, we mean Shas Yeush. Let me just read the line so you see how to make it up. Ikat Zakfele Mfarshi Hachi Kiyuk Min Rabbanan Birshusei Bishas Gneva Shuhu Kodem Yeush. And if it's not Mishas Hekdesh Leinian Kapara, then Hilkach Aflein Gizos Lozachem Medivreim Klal Elakana Mishas Yeush Kedino Bezed Davar Pashut. That's such a Davar Pashut, but that's how the Ramban Bedochek gets out of the problem for Rabbeinu Tam. That seems to be a really difficult Gemara to read according to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to make a little bit of a radical suggestion as we move forward, but I'm not really sure about it. I mean, I'm sure it's probably wrong what I'm about to say, but I'm just going to take a stab at it to throw it into the rest of what I'm going to say. Yeah?
Is the second answer more Mustafa that you use over there, the one that gets, that there's this, you know, third sheet of gradation that Rava holds in the war?
I mean, it just doesn't go according to Ula at all. Maybe. Right. Okay. Anyway, that is a very serious question. So you see what's going on here. The Bali Tosfos are weighing Rabbeinu Tam's words, and they think that they are finding them to be flawed. Okay. Based on the Sugya in Samavav Beis, based on the Sugya in Gittin. Okay, let's continue. What else is problematic? Oh, nothing more here so far. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Alkain. Good. 1 second. So read this a little bit slowly. Bikomakom. So what is this idea? So here you have an emerging of the mitzvah and the aveira. He's being bechalik now in terms of mitzvah and aveira between when you have a kinyan gamur kodem the mitzvah, you have an aveira, but you have a kinyan gamur kodem le mitzvah, right? That's different than if the aveira essentially completes the mitzvah,
like in
hektish, where the act of hektish, the mitzvah completes the aveira. So which one completes which according to him? Kivud ein kanu lo ela machmas shehikdish. That's the aveira is completed by the mitzvah. We won't allow the mitzvah because this mitzvah completes the aveira. That seems to be what the Ri is saying. Yeah.
I mean, you're interpreting him in terms of the Ritva, Shita, the Ritva, the Mehiri, but you could also read it in terms of the Shita Tosa generally, that it's just a question of you know, whether or not you have it before the Chalos mitzvah, whether or not it be the when, you know, for Lula would be when Sukkot comes upon.
Okay, we'll discuss it, but he does.
And it's pretty clear he doesn't hold that it has to be the mitzvah misayeyo.
Right, in different places, different thing. We're just going to zero in on each formulation. But this formulation certainly does emphasize ein konu lo ela machmas shehikdish.
Right,
now, it could just be that we don't really care about that. All we care about is the fact that there's a confluence.
The
confluence, you mean?
Yeah, no, the fact is
could
that
be.
It's only because you're magish, and therefore you never had it connected to you before.
I understand. So basically what we're asking, what Noah's raising is the following. What I'm describing is, I'm focusing on what the Ri describes, which is he describes a situation in which the mitzvah completes the aveira. The kinyan is accomplished through the mitzvah, which, as you correctly point out, we'll read the language soon, is maybe that formulation is very, very strongly captured by the Ritva and Sukkah in about five places. Keeps repeating it. That's what the Tosis is describing here. But in the Ritva in Sukkah, it's perfectly clear that that's not only a description of what's happening, that's the Mechayiv. The reason that mitzvah Hababa Vera is possible is because it's unacceptable that a mitzvah be responsible for contributing in any way, never mind sealing or completing an Avera. That's the Mechayiv of mitzvah Hababa Vera. In the Re here, the description of the interaction between the mitzvah and the Avera is that the mitzvah is completing the Avera, but that doesn't tell you that that's the Mechayiv. It could be that as long as there is an interaction, as long as the mitzvah and the Avera relate one to the other, that in itself is mitzvah Hababa Vera. It's unacceptable that we be relating to an Avera b'shas mitzvah or vice versa. And the completion of one through the other isn't the Mechayiv. It's just the way of establishing the presence, let's say, the chalos, ha-mitzvah bizman ho-aveira, or aveira bizman ha-mitzvah. I agree. But in terms of what he's describing, what he's emphasizing as a description is in the direction of the ritva. Yeah, Michael.
Does the Re mean this to answer the question that he asked on Son of Bava Mubet by Abaye and Rava?
Well, it's related to what he says in Son of Bava Mubet, which is, but how do I explain Kaban of Allah Gazel? Aval I lo koni biyush. Mifsal, umikamakom kadoshu, afagav. How does that? You have to read that little piece there. Ches. How's it go? Here. Mishimahachi itzrich kol haharshena olam. Mitzvah avera. You have to test, right? Afagav da kate liyada tamad shini hashem. Yesh kani yesh shini reshus. No, I'm sorry. I missed it. Di kani imken chasha shaper kabanav la mitzvah mishimitzvah avera hovag kani like kodem. Aval ilo kani biyush mifsal. Umikomakom kadoshu, maybe it is that one. Oh, yeah, he doesn't explain. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought he explained it better here. But he's trying to explain there on Samech Vav Amid Beis. He is trying to explain where's the Karban of Elo Agazel? Where's the Mitzvah of Aveira? The answer is it's through Yiyush Mishinui Hashem. Now he's explaining why Yiyush Mishinui Hashem more than Yiyush Kedi is a problem Mitzvah Haba Aveira. Yiyush Kedi is the kinyan is complete before the aveira, before the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is what enables the aveira. Now again, whether that's the mechayiv, or that's just what establishes the presence, the chalos of one for the other, which then automatically is a psul, that I don't think we get a clear picture of in Tosis. Yeah.
So why doesn't his question still stand, even for his own?
Why doesn't that
question still stand?
That which question?
Wasn't he wondering why Rava didn't just reply to Abaye that no, it's not because Yeyush lo kani, it's because Mitzvah Abba Avera.
No, it's because according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if Yeyush Kedi is actually kani, you still have a Mitzvah Abba Avera. But it's not true for the Re, because Yeyush Kedi is lo kani. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yiyush Kedi is kani and there's mitzvah Baba Vera. But according to the Re, Yiyush Kedi would be kani, there never would be a mitzvah Baba Vera. It's only because Yiyush Kedi lo kani and you also need Shini Hashem, which then puts the two in a tziruf kind of a situation. It's only for that reason that you have mitzvah Baba Vera. That's the answer of the Re. Okay. So what we have here, as I say, is a description of the interaction, whether that is the mechayiv, namely the Avera misayas la mitzvah, that's mitzvah bab avera. Or, in theory, it could be the other way too. Or it could be maybe anytime there's some sort of chalos, connection between the mitzvah and the avera, that constant mitzvah bab avera, that I think we'll leave as an open question so far in the Re. Okay, go ahead. Mikomakom, kivin de enekoni loy elamachal sheikdish. Is that what we're up to? Right, this sounds a little bit more like what Noah was saying, namely that the emphasis, as I say, the description of why it's not Kanui Kodem, may be because of the reality that the mitzvah is misayas laveira. But if that's not the mechayev, the main point is that the one is in proximity or one is mitzuraf to the other. And once one is mitzuraf to the other, then it's mitzvah babaveira, period. Okay, continue. Kedemuchach.
So before he says Bakula, he tells him that, you know, you should let the Nofrim cut it so that the Yevush is in their hands and the Shinur Rishu goes to you. So you can use it, right?
Correct. Uparech.
Uparech, Ulik Dubu Shinu Hashem. The Gemara asks over there, so what do you mean? What's the whole big deal with Shinur Rishu? You're going to change it from an Asa to Roshan. Mash for the E Kanoi, Kanule, Tulo Havim and Tulo Babi there. So the Havim in the Gemara there is that if it was Kanoi, there's no problem with Tulo Babi.
Oh, so we see from here that whenever there's a Kinyan, that there is no mitzvah habab aveira, and that's a direct refutation of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that yush kedikani, and yet there's mitzvah habab aveira. Okay, this is a strong. This is the third strong. This is the third question. Then, so one question was samach bab beis, the other one was the Gemara in Gittin, and the third one is this Gemara in Sukkah that we see from Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem would not have been mitzvah habab aveira. Is that a strong question of Rabbeinu Tam or not?
Rashi's second reading of the Gemara and Sukkah may answer up against Tamek. Rashi gives two ways of reading the Avon Kri Sugya.
Right.
The second one says that even if you want to say that Yevush is Kani, there's still a problem with Mitzvah Habavi Avera.
Well, that's like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but how does Rashi himself contend with the bottom of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, well, why don't you be Kona B'Shinui HaMaisa or B'Shinui HaShem, which implies that we know Mitzvah Habavera. Now, it's true that Rashi and Samach Amid Be and Laman Amid Beis, Rashi and Laman Amid Aleph sound, as we pointed out yesterday, sounds a lot like Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
On Laman Amid Beis, it sounds like he has two deos. The first day is like the Re, and the second is like Rabbeinu Tam. Again, it's all anachronistic. Rashi is the, you know, right. Is, you know, literally the grandfather in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, and the grandfather of us all, in a way. So obviously, it's this, you know, but that doesn't explain how Rashi will read the, according to the second day of Rashi, how he too, just has the same question, will read the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that if you were to be able to use Shini Hashem or Shini Maisa, there wouldn't be a problem. Why not? Rashi thinks it's a problem if you hold Yush Kedikani, same problem.
I guess you maybe it's a maybe answer that in Rabbeinu Tam would even be both that if there was a Kinyan on the group of the Chayfets, there was no longer Mitzvah Bavi there.
Oh. In other words, the opening here is to be mechalek between types of kinyanim,
right?
And the impact those kinyanim have, yeush versus shini hashem or shinui maisa. And it would be an interesting question to ask Rabbeinu Tam whether he felt what he felt about yeush shinui rishus.
I meant the answer to Balamor. The Balamor.
Get to the Balamor in a minute.
The Balamor actually thinks that this sugya disproves
Mitzvah Babaveira. I mentioned it yesterday. Correct.
He goes farther than Rabbeinu.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. In other words, according to Balamor, I mentioned this yesterday. Were you here yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. The Balamor has the view. Correct. I was going to say it for later, but Balamor has the view in Sukkah that we don't hold Mitzvah Babaveira l'halacha. Now, Ziyantav Sheni, you can use a lulav hagazel, and it's not a chisaron, correct, a mitzvah babaveira. So one of the rayas of the Balamor says, how do I know that we don't pask in mitzvah babaveira? So he says, I know it because the Gemara in the continuation says that if you would have a shinui maisa or a shinui hashem, that there would be no problem. And if you really held that there was a chisaron of mitzvah babaveira, just like that should not be a problem for yeush, kedi kani, it also should not be a problem for shinui kona, and for shini maisa. So basically, the Balamor, like the Re, is equating yeush kedi kani, on the one, it's very important, yeush kedi kani, with shinui maisa and shinui hashem. He's saying whatever is good for one is good for the other, except that not in the direction of the Re, but in the direction of going further than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Yush Kedi Kani, and yet, Mitzvah Babaveira, right? And the Re is saying, well, if you're right, Rabbeinu Tam, so this Hu Adin, right? Shinu Yashem, Shinu Baisa, that proves that you're wrong. The Baal HaMor is saying, no, if there really was a mitzvah Baba Vera, Rabbeinu Tam would be right, and he'd be right like the Reuven think that he would be right. Namely, even Shinui Maisa, even in Shinui Hashem. It wouldn't make a difference. Right? So we have basically three shitas. The Ramban acknowledges this. Again, the Re does not. The Re, this possibility of distinguishing between the different kinyanim, is something that emerges in the Chachmei Sfar and the Ramban. It doesn't emerge so clearly there either. It emerges how? No, I saw it? Through what word? One word, two words. Russia tables. Ah, I gave it away. I said Russia tables. Now, this is a very strong question. All three Tosasin ask this question against Rabbeinu Tam. Tosin Gittin, Tosin Sukkah, Tosin Bava Kam. It's a powerful question. What are you going to do with the continuation of the Gemara, which makes it clear that once you have a Kinyan Gamur, Lifnei Hekdesh, then there's no problem. Or Lifnei Lulav, that there's no problem. That's the question. Okay? So, Noah's point is correct. Baal HaMor is like the Reb, but more extreme than Rabbeinu Tam. Baal HaMor says, yeah, we see from those Gemaras that we don't believe in Mitzvah Baba Vera, because there's no difference between these things. The Re is saying there's no difference between these things, and that's why Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tam, you have the Baal HaMor, you have Rabbeinu Tam, you have the Re. What's the answer for Rabbeinu Tam? So we're suggesting there's a difference between Yiyush and Shinui Maisa or Shinui Hashem. By the way, that difference itself, how do we explain that difference? The Marsha has a kind of a, Marsha already says this, by the way, Marsha, but has a very technical explanation for the whole thing. He says, yeah, you know, if it's Yish alone, it's only one Kenyan. If you have two Kenyanim, so then it's removed from the Nigzal, and then you have another stage. If you look at the Marsha in Sukkah, he has a very pragmatic explanation. The best explanation is what you said before, which is it has to do with the nature of the Kenyanim themselves, right? Especially if you take the view that the Shinuyim, Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem, are based on Panim Chadashas, Bo Lechan, a change in the Cheftza. So we'll say the Shem Gozel is Paka.
Actually,
but the Ramban hints to this, one more second, or, as opposed to Yeush, where the Shem Gozel is in Paka. On the contrary, in the case of Yeush, the reason that you're holding on to this Chef is because it's Gozel. Not only is the Chef Shem Chef, it's not Gozel, not Paka, the only reason that you can hold, that you get it is because it's Gozel and he's given up on it. That's one way to explain it. Another way to explain it might be, if it isn't about Shinui in the identity of the Cheftza, and maybe it has to do with the question of what kind of Kinyan is. Again, we talked about, is it a Kinyan Gzela? Is it a Kinyan Aveda? If you see Yeush as a Kinyan Gzela, specifically, maybe Shinui is more universal, actually. Right? It applies to other Dinim. Maybe Yeush Gzela is a Dinin Gzela. Maybe that's more a problem of Mitzvah Baba Vera. Marsha is a more technical explanation. But the Re never concedes this chiluk. The Baal HaMor, in the more extreme, doesn't concede the chiluk. The only one who does, that I know of, is the Ramban. But the Ramban does so in a very, very, did you see it? In a very subtle way.
The Tosfos Rin Tzuka actually does explicitly, and he actually uses...
Yeah? Tosfos Rin Tzuka says...
Okay, excellent.
I gotta remember that. Okay, excellent. So that Tosrid says that. Excellent. So the Ramban hints at it by using the word kol shekein. Very good. That's an important Tosrid. Okay, just... Anybody have it open? What is it, Yudaladon base on the Dapya Rif?
Yeah.
You have the line?
Don't have the line yet.
He doesn't answer this for Rabbeinu Tam. He just says the word kol shekein. One second. But kol shekein is enough.
Anybody have it or not? I know it's here somewhere. Just 1 second. My sense it's more towards the bottom of the page, and you should probably remember it. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he doesn't say Koshke. He says Elafilu. Okay. Elafilu. Same thing. Shema mina de kol hecha de kani b'shinu Hashem, o b'shinu aydei ma'isa, o b'yeyush b'shinu rishus. That's, I think, also an important addition. Ein bo mishu mitzvah baba beira. Shaharei damim hu chayev lo. Then he adds, v'lo od. Ela filo b'yeyush l'chudei l'mandam arkani. Leis bey, I'm going to read the Bach, shuv mishum mitzvah habav aveira. Okay. What's v'lo od ela filo b'yeyush l'chudei l'mandam arkani? So the point is, what has he said earlier? This is, we'll get back to this, but the emphasis of the Ramban is that as long as you can keep the be'en and all you have is the chiyuv damim, he says there's never a mitzvah baba veira. That's his criteria, right? So isn't that true according to the Manam Yosh Kedi Kani too? So what's the v'lo od? So you could say historically he's saying, and I not only do I feel this very strongly, I want you to know I'm even against Rabbeinu Tam. Could be. But I think more to the point is, the Ramban is saying, I know that Rabbeinu Tam, might argue that there's a difference between Shini Hashem, Shini Maisa, Yish Vashini Rishus on the one hand, and Yish Kedi Kani on the other. But Vlod, I think that this criterion is correct as long as there's only a Chiyuv Damim, even if the kinyan is not based on a shinui, even then this rule applies. By saying v'lo od, I said kol shekein, it doesn't make a difference. V'lo od, the Ramban is tipping us off, one word, two words. I learned about the two words. The two words show us that the Ramban is considering, is mulling over the possibility of being mechalek between different kinyanim. But thank you. It's much better. The Tosfos Rit is very explicit, as we saw. And Tosfos Rit is explicit for the reasoning of Shinui being Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. As I said before, the Chiluk might be in the other direction. Yeush really continues to emphasize the Shem Gozel, even if Shinui wasn't Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. Say you took the view of Shinui Kona, Kain Shagozel Yachsirim Lav Damim Boy Shlume, the other perspective, not Panim Chadashos. But Yeush is the opposite. It's hard to know which is the exception, which is the rule. The other important thing about the Ramban, as I mentioned, is that the Ramban puts Yeush v'shinui rishus, he puts it with the other kinyanim. That's particularly interesting for the Ramban himself. Because if the Ramban, again, it's hard to know, but if the Ramban really holds that Yeush v'shinui rishus is simply a tera asal yado, and it's Yeush kedi kani, basically, so he didn't stick that with the Velod. But I think there's a very important reason. Again, the Tosfos Rid made the distinction because of Shinui. What would the Tosfos Rid have said about Yeush v'shinui rishus? Very possibly that it belongs with Yeush even if he didn't know like the Ramban. Right? By the same token, if I'm right that either the exception is Shinui, like the Tosfos Rid, or the exception is Yeush, so then maybe we can explain the Ramban. Because Yeush v'shinui rishus, according to the Ramban,
is true. It's the Yesh Kedi, but it's what? It's the Yesh Kedi of Beteras Aliyado. It's Dumid Aveda. So if you have a Kinyan Aveda, then you don't have a shame gozel. The whole point is that if you hold Yesh Kedi Kani, but it might be a Kinyan Gzela. It's Bisuras Aliyado. You're holding that Bisuras Aliyado isn't the problem. So I actually think that the implicit in the Ramban works perfectly according to the Ramban. Okay. So I just wanted to raise the question and give the suggestion. Okay, we'll get back to this point soon, but this is the crucial, so I guess to sum up, on the question of whether or not Yeush is different than Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem, those are the cases of the Gemara. And what about Yeush Shini Rishus, and to what extent does it also depend on the nature of Yeush Shini Rishus that we previously discussed. So to sum up, we have the Ri, who's asking against Rabbeinu Tam that they should all be the same. We have the Balamar, who's agreeing that they are all the same, but assuming that if you held Mitzvah Baba Avera, you would say it even in Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem. Then you have Rabbeinu Tam, who probably is going to be mechalek between Yiyush and Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem. And we have the Tosas Rid in Sukkah, who says the exception is Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem, because of Panim Chadash is Bo'o Lakan. We have implicit that idea, although he's not following through with it, but the Ramban is acknowledging that one could have made a chiluk, but the Ramban seems to be putting Yiyush and Shinui Rishus together with the other kinyanim, so it's not a din of Panim Chadash is Bo'o Lakan, clearly. Rather, it has to do with the Yeush of Gzela being a Gzela kind of Kenyan which emphasized the Chefet HaGazel. And I just added, but the Ramban L'shitasa holds that Yeush V'shinu Rishus is a Kenyan Yeush. I'm just pointing out, that's exactly the difference between Yeush of Aveda and Yeush of Gzela. Just like we pointed out yesterday with regard to the Nesivas, I raised the question, is Yeush plus Shinu Rishus stronger, weaker, or equivalent to Yeush Kedi? The answer is, it's a complicated question. Right, stronger because it has another factor. Stronger because it's Bete Rasa Liado. Weaker because it needs another factor. Equivalent because, according to some Rishonim, they're both Yeush. This would be another example of that phenomenon. Yeah.
Isn't maybe the chiluk between Yeush and Shinui is more explicit in the limit of Gazel during the Pisaya?
Well, is that a part of the limud or is that just an application?
I thought it was part of the limud. Maybe I thought that's why I was reading it. It's like
I'm saying it's gozel dumin tseach leis leitakanta.
Because
Yeush
is a takanta. I'm saying
Shinoi
is not even in the realm of takanta. It's the pan chadashos. That's how I'm reading it.
I guess it depends. That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, basically, it depends how you read the Gemara.
Right.
Do the words loshon lifnei yeush, loshon acher, that's just it. You have a slimud, you know, and then you stop, and then you say, well, you know, the application is loshna, and that's certainly how the Balamar would have read it, right? And or no, this is kind of part of the limud in the sense that yeush is a tikkun to be able to use the chayfets, and that's not going to help. But if you have different chafza, that's a whole different. That's interesting. Yeah.
Two things. First of all, Fizeh, the Brisker Rav's lower level of Shinoi won't really count to be Mitzvah Abba Avira.
Okay, that could be true. I mean, either way, it doesn't help you have a Kenyan, so it wouldn't help you anyway. Right? Meaning, all Reb Chaim and Brisker Rav said was that you can have a situation where there's no Hareshal Chalafanecha, but you're still not Kona, but they agree in that case that you're not Kona. So if you're not Kona, then either way you'd have a Mitzvah Baba Avera, right? So that's true, you know, technically, but it doesn't, at the moment it doesn't matter much, because either way it would be a case of lack of bias. Number two?
And also, just when the Rebbe mentioned this Raya from Kedemuch Parallel of Hagazel, it's like in the structure of the Raya from Samach Lav and the Raya from Gittin, and now the Raya from Sukkah.
Right.
But it is divided up by Tosfos by this Al-Kinir Al-Ri, which sounds like the first two are filling one function in Tosfos, and then this
That I don't know. Do you have something in mind about that? I mean, there are three questions against Rabbeinu Tam. I think in some of the Tosafim, that question is more upfront. Certainly, it's more upfront in some of the Chachmei Sfarad against Rabbeinu Tam. Why it was structured that way, that they first asked these two questions and then they asked that question, I think I noticed it, but I don't... I think it's interesting. Do you have some conclusion to drive from it?
I would say that this is primarily a textual issue. That the question is resolving the steer on what does Ula hold, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold, and that's what the first two questions are.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then, you know, the last one is more a question about how Mitzvah Baal Ba'avir works, and hence it has to be presented as part
uh-huh.
of...
Okay, but either way, does it really affect anything? I mean, you're just explaining... You know, so why are they split up in this way?
And there should be a better answer. That's just what occurs first.
If that's the answer, so I would say very nice, but it doesn't change a thing. Meaning, you know, it's either way. I think it's an important question. To me, it's the most important question, basically. But because the Gemara in Gittin is about, you know, how to manage certain din drabanan, the Gemara in you know, here is, you know, Havamina, how are you going to read the Mishkav of Log? It's Shakla Vatarya. This is a substantive question. It seems pretty clear from the Gemara that there's no mitzvah babaveira, lachar shini Hashem, lachar shini maitza, but there is one yachar yush kedi, and that's a problem. So either way, you might be right in your meaning. If you're, you know, doing one of those 15th, 16th century perushim on Tosus things, you could, you know, it would be a good Vim Tom, but a good Vim Shlomar. But since I'm not really so into that, so, you know, from my point of view, I'd say, oh, that's nice, that's interesting. Okay, but I don't disagree, I just, okay. Now, okay, where are we up to? Elevadai, are we up to that?
What?
Are we up to Elevadai?
I think we're at the building.
Oh, okay, good, go ahead.
Building more the subject of Yitzhak Barak Meini, the Lokai doesn't live to have Avi Aver.
Yeah.
He said it's hard to say that the Avakri Sugi is operating on Rabbi Yitzchak.
And who says that it is? Balamor.
Exactly.
Right. It's just fascinating how all these suggestions are around, you know, just who thinks you can pick, you know, it's given the options out there, it's, you know, sometimes you have to pick up on otherwise dochek suggestions. They become the most plausible. So Balamor said, yeah, that's exactly the Sugya. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. The Ode?
Also, that it was dope, it follows clearly from Mara that it wouldn't be. Meaning, Rabbi Yitzchak Mara Khmeini says what he says, they reconcile the sheet, and then it goes into a Vakri. So why does he say that? Why does Tosfos consider it dope?
It's only Dochek?
No, he says it's Dochek. I mean, it doesn't seem to be. I mean, it follows right after what Rabbi Yitzchak Mara Khmeini says.
I mean, you like the Balabar.
I don't. I just think the Shakla Tari of the Gemara, it would make sense to explain it like Rabbi Yitzchak Mara Khmeini.
Uh-huh.
It follows right afterwards.
Could be. It could be. Okay. Again, the question of what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani really, really holds, in general, is a question, right?
Right,
he doesn't hold Mitzvah B'Aveira at all. He holds Mitzvah B'Aveira doesn't apply to Lulav. He, you know, doesn't apply to Yontif Sheni, even though there is a constant Mitzvah B'Aveira. If you look at the Rishonim there in Sukkah, there they have different views. But you might be right. Okay. Either way, in terms of the presentation of the Re, we and the Rabbeinu Tam, we understand what's going on. Go ahead, Ve'od. Yeah, but again, as we explained, maybe the issue here already tells us considering the possibility of distinguishing, you know, between tips and different time. But he says that we have to be in the other direction, obviously, kinyan derabanan. But you know, hefker betzin hefker. Again, this is interesting. So now we have a yush. Yushashina Rishos, Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem, and what about Hefker Bez and Hefker? What about the Takana the Rabbana the Beirish? So in Achanami, that's a consideration. Go ahead. Takana Losha, Afa, these are all the, right? Okay, this is very, very important.
Because he's saying, you know, you need the kinyan, in order for mitzvah to be wiped out. In this case, well, you did make it to shinui masa.
Right, and here it's even in shinui.
Right, so he says no, but it's different here because either it's your royal hachmer, you did the shem shemayim,
before because it was duff like mitzvot, you know, the mitzvah is duff to begin with. So he reconciles it.
So this is a very important Gemara, though. It really is a very important issue. So number one, we should just say this Gemara would be the best raya for the Baal Amor, who's saying that if there really is a mitzvah baba vera, it will apply even to shinui kona, right? That would be perfect for the Baal Amor. Okay, it's also not so bad for Rabbeinu Tam, because even though Rabbeinu Tam is not going to say what he says by shini maisa, at least the model out there of a mitzvah baba vera lachar kinyan is something that is important. Again, it's machlokas rishonim how to deflect this now. So, again, either it's a special din in bracha, just like you said, there might be a special din in karban and a lulav. And where are you going to draw the line? There might be a special din in bracha which has higher or different standards. It's interesting, the Ramban, when he explains this halacha, so the Ramban said, he has a line where he said, I think the one with the Ramban in Gittin says this, that the issue with bracha is whether you go basar hashta or basar mi'ikaro, in a way. This is an issue that we talked about shinui, and again it comes up here, and that is, we talk about the shame. So are we talking about present history, the lingering shame? Or are we saying, listen, even if now, in the present, this is no longer guzzle, but no one's going to deny that it was guzzle, in some cases your past can also continue to haunt you. Right? So basically, I think what Ramban is struggling to say is, if you're interested, mitzvah baba veira, the classical mitzvah baba veira that applies to other mitzvahs, not bracha, but not, einze mevarech ela menayit, but generally depends on whether or not there's presently a lingering stigma, a lingering shame in the chafetza. And certainly in shinui that's not true, maybe even in years it's not true. But when it comes to bracha, that's what the Gemara meant there, demidi demois, the whole sugya there, that's what we talked about in shinui. Even if Panim Chadash is Baal Lakan. But in some cases, it doesn't wipe out the past. It just wipes out, it just means that there's no longer any remnant in the present. So that's what the Ramban says. Let's see if I can find the line. That's what the Ramban says about this halacha. That even, one second, that even though the present doesn't exist, the Gemara thought that goes by the past. If I can't find it, I'll skip it. I'm just one second. I should just add that the opposite of this shita is the Rajba. The Rajba, in one of his tshuvas, I don't know why I'm having trouble finding things today. But you look it up. It says Mikaro. The problem was what it was previously, not what it is presently. So basically, to sum up, in the Bali Tosis we have two answers generally. Either it's a Dechia Bialma, we don't take the Gemara seriously, or Shiny Bracha. Bracha is a different halacha. Now, Bracha is a different halacha for what reason? Right? So that's what I'm trying to explain now. The Ramban's suggestion is because in bracha we care about the past, not just about the present. In other mitzvah baba veras, we care about the present. In Bali Tosis it might be a little different. It might be that in bracha we care about the shame in the present, and maybe in other matters, a mitzvah baba vera only applies when there's some sort of maisa vera and maisa mitzvah confluence, as we'll discuss. Hard to know. The Rajba says it's not even such a daya. And the Gemara says, Ein Zemvarach Eleminayit, in one of his tshuvas. The Rajba says, Ein Zemvarach Eleminayit, it doesn't mean that you can't make the bracha. It just means it's a terrible thing that you did here. And you shouldn't be doing this. We're unhappy with you. Extremely unhappy. Ein Zemvarach Eleminayit. But if you want to know, can you make a bracha? This bracha is a niyutz, but you're still allowed to make the bracha. So there's a range of how to read the Gemara in Bava Kama, but either way, whether it's the Ramban's Meikaro or Tosis's, where Mar Machmir, when it comes to the bracha, Shem Hashem, Ritzu, etc., already have the model for Rabbeinu Tam, and maybe even for the Baal Amor. Yeah.
And the Pesach Mishnah on Bava Kama Brachos explains the right of performing those lines also. The right of,
like Jim's Rajba.
Yeah,
the degree it's in. I mean, in the discussion of Machol Sasuros.
Yeah.
Meaning, why the Ravid says it's only problem of Zimun. Okay, very good. Yeah.
You say in the Mahor in Bogmatiyah Chafab Malay is saying that even after the Chazara passed the door is not.
Right. I mean, it's a similar kind of issue. There it's a Tuz of Lavanita Klasse. But right. Right.
Yeah, the Ramban was unwilling. The Ramban feels that the past endures even.
Not that the past is in the present, but we some things, even if it had a past, it matters. Like we were talking Shinui Kona, the same idea. In other words, it's a subtle line to say, you know, is your past ever wiped out? Maybe your past doesn't linger into your present, but it still is your past. There are different levels, gradations.
So how would you distinguish then between the Mor and the Ramban? I mean, the Mor is saying it's past sequence, or
you mean the Balamor in general? No, the Balamor is saying. Oh, I see what you're saying. The Balamor there in Chavav was saying. Right. Meaning, you did it in the past, but you've wiped it out in the present. But that's something a little more. In other words, you've done a tikkun, but that doesn't mean the whole thing didn't happen. And the Ramban there says, well, what do you mean by that? Right, but that's a different issue. That's about lava nitak lase. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. This is more about can you use the schefetz for a dvar mitzvah? Yeah.
I think the Balamor says anyways that even though he's a paskin, there's still an Indian like chatzila, mice.
Right. Akirveinu lefechasecha and things
like
that. Right. Could be. That's a good point as well. But it wouldn't be a psul of mitzvah babeir. Okay. In any case, the Ramban has this line somewhere. I thought it was here. Maybe it's in the Bechamos in Sukkah. But he has that line about Mikar. Okay, this is very, very important though. How you deal with the Gemara in Bava Kama. So we have the range. We have the Chuvas Rajba, and Elichai is telling us that the Kesem Bishra reads the Ravid that way. The Ravid holds that the Macholas Asur is you can't have a Zimun, but you can be Mavarech. Ram holds you can't be Mavarech. So. In general, I mean, there are those who explain that the Rambam, that's a pshat in the Rambam, that's the mitzvah of Avera. Rambam himself doesn't say mitzvah of Avera in that context. Rambam just thinks that there is, you know, an ikuv of some sort. Actually, the Rambam in general, we'll speak about this a little bit tomorrow when we sum up, but Rambam in general doesn't really quote mitzvah of Avera in Yad HaChazakah except in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. In the context of Karbanos, which is interesting about what we spoke of today as well. There's a debate among the Mefarshim whether he believes in Mitzvah Baba Beira implicitly in a number of places. Maybe I'll just mention a few tomorrow. In Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam, on the other hand, really expands on Mitzvah Baba Beira. Ram holds by Ashera, the question of Bali Tosis, Ram holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Ashera is Mitzvah Baba Beira, and the Rambam in the Darim, that's in Sukkah, of course, Lamed Hay. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in the Darim Daf Yud Ches held that that Tevel, Matzah Shel Tevel is Mitzvah Baba Beira. So it's an interesting phenomenon. And Pirush Mishnayos, obviously, he's much more expansive in his use of the concept. In Yad HaChazakah, even where the Gemara has it, he doesn't mention it explicitly. The question is whether he's dealing with it and operating with it. Yeah. Pirush Mishnayos, but Pirush Mishnayos went through a lot of revisions, as is Madura Kama, Madura Basra. No, definitely, it often does reflect different appearance. Sometimes he had a shita all his life, and you can, one illuminates the other. And other times, definitely the Ram changed his mind. I mean, there's no question, for example, in Asherah that he doesn't believe it's Mitzvah Baba Beira or Yad HaChazakah. He quotes Kitute Mechtet Shure as is. But so it is the phenomenon of the Rambam, you know, changing his mind from Pirush Mishnayos to Yad HaChazakah is well documented. At the same time, as I say, he didn't write all of Pirush Mishnayos at the same time either. He revised it. He sometimes has different maduros, so that makes it a little more complicated to pin down. Okay. Anyways, this is basically the discussion. As for the continuation of Tosa, I think we did pretty much. One more thing. Yeah. Okay. Just one more.
couple of more lines. Go ahead. Yehuda? Okay, and this is what he's fleshing out, what he said earlier. Okay, Bani Zakin Nami. So it's perfectly here clear also that according to Tosis's version of the Re, the printed Tosis version of the Re, that even where you apply mitzvah babavera, there is no impediment to the hekdesh, right? The hekdesh is chal, it's only a question of the hakrava being kosher within mitzvah babavera. That's not so simple in all the Rishonim. Some of the Chachmei Svarad, including the Rajba in Gittin, seems to have two deis even within the Re, that where you apply mitzvah babavera, in other words, where you have yush, b'shini Hashem, or yush, b'shini Rishus, that might affect the hekdesh as well. Okay, but in Tosis it's not so. Go ahead. So this, of course, is an interesting line. Meaning, again, now the Zephora Ben Tam, so we were operating with Yush Kedi, so then the Gemaras are fine. The pressure on the Re is all those Gemaras that speak about Yeyush alone. You have to always stick in Yeyush. It doesn't mean Yeyush, it means Yeyush Hashini Rishos, or Yeyush Hashini Hashem. So, of course, this becomes very interesting. It's parallel to the Gemara Daf Kuf Dalet that we saw, which is that according to Group of Rishonim, it's talking about Yeyush Hashini Rishos, but the Gemara talks about Yush Kedi. That's exactly what bothered the Ravid and the Ramban about those Gemaras. So what we suggested then to explain the Rashi, the Tosas Rid, the Ravid, etc., was that what the Gemara means is conceptually it all focuses on the role of Yeush in this combination. In a sense, that's what Tosas is saying here as well. Just that Tosas has to be very careful given their general shita. But that's what Tosas means by these words. But for Tosas, it probably means, like we said earlier, in Tosas on Samach Vav Beis and Tosas Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the little ones on Samach Vav Beis and the middle sized one, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and that is that Yeush enables the Shinui Hashem. You couldn't do the Shinui Hashem without the Yeush. You couldn't do the Shinui Rishus without the Yeush. That's Tosas L'shitaso. That's different than the way we were explaining Kufi Dalet Amud Aleph, which is it's the factor of Yeush and the combination of Yeush Hashinu Rishus or Yeush Hashinu Hashem that is the Mechayev. Because of Ateros Eliyado, etc. So Tosas is being very careful here the way in which they formulate this issue. Yeah.
It's like Rabbeinu
Peretz, not that? In a way. So again, Rabbeinu Peretz has own twist in it, but yeah. Okay, go ahead. Yisvarim.
Yisvarim, the low guys should be Yeush Elohat Kanye.
Yeah, that would be better for Tosas, obviously.
Okay,
this is very important too, because here Tosas, all the printed Tosas do not have the version that we have
in Tosas Shantz and Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, which is that part of Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of Ula and Rabbi Yochanan is not only that Yesh Mitzvah Baba Veira L'Acher Yushkidikani, but there's also Chiyuv. There's a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei also Acher Yushkidikani. Tosas Shantz and Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz have that in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosas, the printed Tosas in Pe'echad, here on Ayin Vav, right? Also Tosin Sukkah, Tosin Gittin, all of them assume that that cannot be. All of them assume that that cannot be. Okay. In fact, if it is so, then it really buttresses our understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, as we explained before, and we'll explain again in a minute. Namely, that Rabbeinu Tam's idea is that even if Yish Kedikani, but the shame gozel remains. The shame gozel affects two things. We discussed when we talked about a little bit about Dal Vehe. It affects Mitzvah Baba Veira, and it affects the Chi of Dal Vehe as well. It is the Chepetz HaGozel which you're doing Tvicha Mechira for, even though it's mine that I'm doing it on, but it's still the Chepetz HaGozel. It's still a Chiddush about Dal Vehe, but you couldn't even begin to say it if you didn't hold that Yish Kedikani didn't leave a shame gozel b'cheftza. But the Balitosas don't have it. They don't have this. The printed Balitosas don't have this version of Rabbeinu Tam, only the earlier ones, Tosas Shantz, Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz.
Yeah. And I think Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz or Tosas Shantz, when the Shita Mekubet said, quote,
they're quoting it. That is Tosas Shantz.
So, all right, okay, fine. So,
and
Tosas
Rabbeinu Peretz.
So he has the Zeres
Nakasa, yeah.
So,
I mean, but it still has to be, it has to be a shame gozel in order to have
it. Saying the person who stole,
right,
will one day have to also pay irrespective of the shame.
Right, it's hard to say that if you don't have a... If it's still, you need Gzeres HaKasuv because it's still Shalom Tavach, Shalom Mocher. Why am I chayiv to pay Dalet Vehei when I'm shechting my own animal? The answer to the Gzeres HaKasuv is that it's still Mitzurav, since it's still Mitzurav to the Gzeila, or to the Chepetz HaGozel, it becomes a Tanai in the Gneva itself. It's not a separate Mechayiv. It's a condition or a continuation. But if it wasn't the shame, all I'm saying is, if it was, you couldn't say such a thing in Shinui Kona. You don't say such a thing in Shinui Kona, right? Because in Shinui Kona, it's the shame gozel's also gone. Otherwise, why shouldn't you say the same thing in Shinui Kona? Rabbeinu Tam never said it. He only said it in Yirush Kedi, the Shitasa. Yeah, go ahead. That goes to Basra. Might as well finish up. Go ahead. This is what we discussed already.
Right,
that's Yush Vashina Rishus Balkarcha. Tier 3. Okay, good. So this is very, very comprehensive Tosas as we just read. This is the most comprehensive of all of them. The Sukkah, the Gittin, the Bava Kamma, etc. Tosas really, it's a masterful Tosas in terms of putting everything together. But as we say, from the questions that are asked against Rabbeinu Tam, what emerges, I think, is an approach to solve some of the problems. So let's just sum up Rabbeinu Tam. I think we're going to have to stop here now, so I guess we'll sum it up tomorrow. I just want to speak about two basic or three basic approaches in Rabbeinu Tam. Then I want to make my little suggestion about how to read the Gemara. Before that, let me just give you a couple of things to look at. When we finish with this, I want to speak about Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed tomorrow, including the versions of the Reed, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, that I told you to look at. I'll speak briefly about Mitzvah Baba Veira also, just some of the rudimentary things about it. We already touched on it a little bit, which mitzvos, which Aveira, some of the questions, because it is possibly related to Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed, but we're not going to do anything beyond tomorrow on it. Again, if you want to look at the Rambams, so look at the Rambam Nitzurim Mizbeach, look at the Pirush Mishnayos, as I mentioned, the Darim Yud Ches, And so if you get a chance, it's not... also look at the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. The Rambam talks about Bal Tosif, I think it's Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. And of course the Rambam in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, and Tes, we had mentioned them already. Look at the Rambam in Shofar, Perek, what is it, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Aleph Gimel, the Ema called in Shofar, and just that, those are the places to look. The Rambam by Tevel, if you get a chance, Matzah, is it Zion Zion there also? Or Vav Zion? I think it's Vav Zion. Yeah, it has to be Vav, because Vav is Matzah. Perek Vav Halacha Zion. Just look at those if you can, you know, briefly. And well, and if you want, really, I mean, Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Beis, HaKorea B'Chabasa, the famous Yerushalmi, about that. Very quickly, I want to speak a few things on that. Then I want to speak very, very quickly also just about Karbana V'lo HaGozel, not to say so much, but Rashi and Tosis Alatar, and Tosis Rid Alatar, and Tosis Rid on Ayin, he alludes to it, but Tosis Rid on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph that Tosis quotes, Tosis Rid on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, and the Rambam Yisurim is Beach. Also, if you get a chance, look at the Ravid. Very quickly, not more than a few minutes. Mishkova V'lo HaGozel, also very briefly, also Rashi and Tosis here, and the Rambam in Perk Chavdal and Hilchos Kalim, and the Mishnah Melech there, and the Tosis Rid also here. That's important. And then start learning the Gemaras about Dalad Behe. We're going to go through them quickly because we really did Dalad Behe when we did Kefil Dalad Behe Kishasam Mada Bedin. I just want to run through the Shaka V'Tarya again, just point out a couple of Haharas. Mostly, I think we did pretty much what needs to be done. So just look at the Gemara Rashi Tosis Rambam. There was a couple of Tosis Rid and Peretzes, if you want to look at them. I'll give you more specifics tomorrow if you want, but it's going to take a day, not more. But we didn't talk about one little case. I mentioned it, but Mechira La'achar Lamed, or Mechira La'lamed Yom, those two cases. Just speak about it very quickly. The Rashi on that, and the parallel Gemara on Ayin Chesem Beis, Rabbi Tzavik of Rabbi Yirmiya, and the Piske Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And if you get a chance, also the Or Zeruah, Simon Shin Yud Gimel, on that question. And the Ravid also. The Ravid on Dalat Hei Luzman as well. And just remember the other things that we discussed, including this Rabbeinu Tam, about Chiyuv Dalat Hei Lachar Yeush, and the Tosis Ridan Ayin Tesamid Aleph about having Dalad Behein before Kefel in an anomalous situation, and the Rambam and Ravid about